Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the only show that doesn't care about ratings, Witness Radio, with your host, Ryan Muniak.
So, Titi, the dress, black or blue, white or gold?
It's definitely like black and blue.
Definitely black and blue. Why do you say that?
Well, I've been seeing posts about it all day. Like, I kind of found out about it via social media, so it's been everywhere. And I kind of saw, there's like a picture of it showed in different light. So you could see it in like a white light where it would look gold and white, and then you could see it where it looked blue and black. So I don't even, I kind of fell for the black and blue based on the, just like the description that they gave in the social media post.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of people are saying that the reason you see one color or another is because of your mood. Some people say you're sad. Some people say you're happy and you'll see the white and gold. So what are your thoughts? Do you think there's any validity to that?
I don't know if it's based on your mood, but I know, like, your brain takes certain shortcuts all the time. So what we see in terms of color could easily be, like, wrong. So I don't think it's based on your mood, but...
So I happen to know the truth of what it really is.
Okay.
So are you ready for it?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. It's black and blue.
Yes!
It was just a horrible photo.
Okay.
Super overexposed.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were pictures all over social media of the overexposed photo being... darkened or underexposed,
mm-hmm.
to show the actual dress, and there's even posts of people who actually found the dress online for sale, and it was black and blue.
There we go.
Congratulations, you got it right. It's black and blue.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, so now I'm going to transition a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of people saw this dress, and some people saw black and blue, other people saw white and gold. It was all depending on their perception,
mm-hmm.
of what was right. But some people were wrong.
Right.
Now, regarding spiritual beliefs, a lot of people have various different beliefs. And a lot of people say that, well, everybody's right.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really true? Or do some people have to be wrong?
I think some people have to be wrong. Everybody can't be right, and we're all going in different directions. There has to be... one right way.
I agree with you. It's like if I were to say I saw white and gold, you saw black and blue, and we were both right.
Right.
That'd be wrong.
Right.
It contradicts itself.
Exactly.
Because it's not white, blue, black, and gold.
Exactly.
So, Titi, mm-hmm. what type of religious belief do you have?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Christian.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I grew up in a Christian family, and I found God for myself while I've been on campus here at UC, and, I mean, that's my story.
So, Titi, you say that you're a Christian, you found Christ here on the campus.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to find Christ? Why did it take you until you came to the campus? Why not while you were living in a Christian home?
I think it's different for everybody, but for me, I mean, I always knew about God, and I always, like, follow God, you know, doing the right thing, but it really hit me when I met some people here on campus through, like, Every Nation Campus Ministry. That's where I found it. But just kind of knowing for myself that it wasn't anything I could do, but just through what Jesus did, that I was saved automatically.
So you said you were saved automatically. So I'm having a little difficulty understanding that one.
Okay.
Like, Jesus just said, Titi, yeah, she's saved.
No, for everyone's sins. Not just me. It's for, we're all children of God. And when Jesus died on the cross, that gave us the opportunity to reconnect with God in something that was broken by Adam and Eve.
Okay, so everybody goes to heaven now.
If you find Christ, yes.
Okay, so what if you don't find Christ?
I mean, I'm not a religious expert, but I'm pretty sure, like, heaven and hell are real. So there are going to be people who don't make it.
So what's the standard? What's the you know, the line, you know, between heaven and hell? How do we know where we're going?
How do we know? It's a lot of faith, to be honest with you. You have to know who God is as a friend, not just as like a symbol, but it's a personal relationship like you would have with maybe your mother or father or a sister or brother. It's literally a relationship that you have with God. And when you have that relationship, there are certain things that come along with it, with having your soul being saved, maybe receiving gifts of the Holy Spirit, just certain things that go along with it that once you have it, you know you're going to heaven. You can help other people to see it as well.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. I'm also a Christian.
Okay.
Would you mind if I shared with you really quick how I would tell people the same answer?
Please do.
Okay. So I would start off by saying that we've all sinned. We've all broken God's moral law.
Right.
And because of that, we deserve to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've broken the law, and God says lawbreakers must be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And the punishment is an eternity in hell, the lake of fire. But, you know, and you know, the breaking the law, it's called sin.
Yes.
And an example of some of those would be like lying or stealing. But then I would talk about, you know, but God made a way for us to escape hell, to
yes.
get out of hell, even though we deserve it.
Right.
He made a way for us, and that was through Jesus Christ. He sent his son, who lived a perfect life, was God in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and then he died on the cross to pay for our sins, not because he sinned, but because we sinned.
Right.
And then he rose again on the third day, defeating death and defeating hell, offering us eternal life.
Absolutely.
And there's only one way to receive that gift. It's not by anything we do. It's through repentance, turning away from our sinful desires and turning to God,
mm-hmm.
by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, our trust, like you would trust in a parachute if you jump out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I would explain it. What do you think about that?
I like that a lot. You got to the point a lot quicker.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
So, Tevin, what do you see, black and blue or white and gold?
I see black and blue.
Okay. Why do you see black and blue?
I believe it's something to do with my lens, like my eyes. But I must say, though, when it just came on, I was looking at it. At first, I saw black and blue, and my friend beside me saw white and gold. And, like, later in that night, I saw it white and gold, and he saw it black and blue. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. It was the exact same picture.
That's trippy, man.
Yeah.
Here, let's move out of the way of this car. So now, your friend saw white and gold. You saw black and blue.
And then later on in the night, I saw white and gold, and he saw black and blue. But ever since that, though, I've seen black and blue on the same dress.
Okay. So let me ask, which one of you is right and who is wrong?
The white, it's not white and gold, it's black and blue. That's the correct color based off what the owners of the dress said, that
okay.
the picture was black and blue. But they also said it's due to the lightning of the picture,
uh-huh.
which causes certain people to see white and gold and black and blue, and with your eyes, I don't know. I can't go in depth about that. I'm not sure, but that's based off what I read. That's what they said.
Okay, so you found out the truth that it's really black and blue.
Yeah.
The documents and images and everything, people have come out and made statements that the dress is actually black and blue. It's not white and gold. So all those who are seeing white and gold are not seeing correctly. They're seeing it wrongly. Right?
They are seeing it wrongly, but then I don't believe it's their fault, just their eyes are deceiving them.
Right, and many of us can be deceived by
yeah.
many things, like a magician doing sleight of hand tricks
right.
and stuff. You know, we can be deceived. We see one thing, but in reality, something else is happening.
That's true.
So now, let me take that to a different realm. Go to religion. A lot of people say that their way is the right way, and other people say that all ways can lead to heaven or lead to whatever in the afterlife. Do you think that there is a single correct way or a right way to go, or do you think that everybody kind of gets to the same end means?
I mean, that's something you go with in depth depending on your religion. As for me, I believe in God and I follow the Bible. So the way I would perceive things, that it's just the way how the Bible says it goes. I mean, going into religion is something wide and is something that we don't really know too deep about. But I would say that I believe if someone is supposed to die or something like that, I believe we all go the same way and will end up the same way at the end of everything else, I think.
So would you say that other religions that are different from yours, would you say that they are wrong?
I mean, I don't think I'm in a position to say whether they're wrong or right. I was just brought up with a certain religion, and I guess that's what I believe in, so I can't say much about anybody else's religion, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, what does your religion say? Does your religion say that there are some that are wrong, or that all are wrong except your religion?
I mean, it does say that, but...
So then you can say it because you follow that religion.
I guess I could possibly say the same thing too, then, because that's what my religion says, what the Bible says.
So I'm going to put you on the test here. What does your religion say? What does your Bible say?
Believe in one God, and that one God is... you know, God, and his son Jesus Christ was the one that really made it all. So I guess based off what everybody else is following, based off what my Bible is wrong, and I guess they should all believe into the Lord Savior God, you know.
Okay. So let me just recap that. You say that according to the Bible, that there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ.
To follow God, yeah.
Okay.
And believe in the Bible, in God, then the right way we go.
Okay. So now, what about all those people who don't believe in God, in Jesus Christ, and follow Him? What happens to them?
I mean, our Lord is a forgiving Lord, so I believe He will see past that, and I guess everything will be sorted out right, I guess.
Okay, so... That sounds kind of contradictory. You say that, you know, the Bible teaches you have to go through Jesus Christ to get to heaven, but then people who don't believe in Jesus Christ, they'll be okay anyway.
I mean, the Bible says the Lord will come at the right time. And I mean, at that time, when He comes, I feel like the people who didn't believe, they will repent, and then everything will work out for them, right, I guess.
Okay, so basically everybody goes to heaven even if they don't believe in Jesus?
Well, I would believe He will speak to them and ensure that they will talk about their sins and whatever, and then He will judge them based off that. I'm not sure who will go to heaven or hell, but our Lord is a forgiving one, and I believe that whatever decision He would make at that time, it would be the one that He believes is right, I guess. I don't know what to say.
Who doesn't love a little Ohio Fire? Now that's the Ohio Players Fire. I'm talking about OhioFire.org. Striving for Eternity's Ministries puts on great conferences around the country. April 9th through the 11th, Columbus, Ohio. Not only will the gang from Striving for Eternity be there, but the gang from CARM, you know, Matt Slick and the gang from Christian Apologetic Resources Ministries. Sign up for Ohio Fire at OhioFire.org.
The infamous dress. A lot of people were seeing black and blue. A lot of people were seeing white and gold. What did you see, Megan?
A lot of my friends were telling me I'm broken because I didn't see either. I saw what I called a periwinkle and like a light green. I'm pretty sure I might have some type of color blindness because I didn't see either.
That's not one that I've heard yet. Periwinkle and light green. Now I've heard like black and brown.
Well, it was like a goldy green. I know a lot of people saw gold, and a lot of people saw blue, but I kind of saw blue and then like a greenish gold. So.
Okay. Well, so.
But it does change, though. I saw, like, the black and blue for, like, a little bit. I feel like it changes every time you look at it.
Okay. So now, let me ask, why do you think that was so popular that, I mean, it went viral? It was crazy popular. Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I think it kind of trips people out that we, like, see different things, like, that everyone, like, might not see things the same way, you know? So,
now, why do you think people were seeing it differently?
I don't know. I think we do. Like, people probably just see things differently, I guess. Like, different people, you know, might see different colors in a different way, but we all call it the same color. So, I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay. So now, you know, a lot of people were saying that it was because of their mood. That they would see it differently. What do you think about that?
I guess it could be. I didn't ever thought of that before, I guess.
Well, do you know what the real colors actually were?
I heard that the real colors are blue and black.
That's true.
Yeah.
Someone actually found the dress being sold online, and the actual dress is black and blue. The photo was just super overexposed. It was a really bad photo. But that brings me to another thought. Mm-hmm. So many people saw so many different colors. You know, their perception of the picture was so varied all over the world. But in spite of that, some people were right and some people were wrong, correct?
Yeah, like me.
Right, like you. So let me talk about something else where a lot of people have different perceptions. Mm-hmm. Religion. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that all the different religions are right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe. We should all see things our own way, and we all get to heaven or to paradise or to whatever the end thing is. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Do you think that's true, or do you think some people are wrong?
I'd say that I'd probably lean more towards the that all of them are right in some aspect. That's probably how I would do it. Yeah.
So with the dress, mm-hmm. some people are right, some people are wrong.
Yeah.
But with religion, everybody's right in some aspect.
I would think so.
What type of religious belief do you have?
I was raised as a Catholic, but I don't know. I don't really define myself as one thing. So.
So, do you believe that there is a God?
Yeah. Some type of spiritual thing, I guess.
Okay. So, you're not atheist. We've ruled that out. All right. So, what do you believe regarding the afterlife? What happens when someone dies?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of people say heaven or hell. If that's true, where do you think you would go?
I would like to say that I would go to heaven, I guess. but I don't know what the qualifications are to get in. So.
Well, you know what? I've got an inside scoop.
Okay.
I've read the book,
yeah.
So I know what the qualifications are, okay?
Okay.
So, real quick, three questions.
Okay.
How many lies have you told in your whole life?
I don't know.
Rough
probably, probably a good bit. I.
Okay. Have you ever stolen anything, even something small?
No.
You just said you lied before. Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
All right, one more. Jesus said, you've heard that you are not to kill or not to murder. But if you just hate someone or speak angrily about someone or towards someone without cause, then you're guilty of murder. Have you done that? Have you broken that one?
Yes, unfortunately.
So, what was your name one more time?
Megan.
Megan. I've taken you through just a couple of the standards, and already you're failing miserably.
Okay.
Okay. You've admitted to lying, which makes you a liar, and you've admitted to hatred, which is the same as murder.
Okay.
So you're a lying murderer.
All right.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. No murderer will inherit the kingdom of God or go to heaven. So, if God were to judge you based on that standard, do you think you would be innocent or guilty?
I guess guilty.
Knowing what the Bible says about the punishment, where you would go for breaking those laws or those commands, does it concern you that the Bible says right now you could be going to hell?
Yeah, I guess that would be a bad thing. but I actually have to get going.
Got 60 seconds?
Sure.
Okay, 60 seconds. I'm going to come clean with you.
Okay.
I've broken the laws too.
Okay.
So is everybody else. In fact, the Bible says none of us are good.
Mm-hmm.
We all deserve to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But God did something amazing for us so that we could escape hell. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die on the cross and live and rise again on the third day. He defeated death and hell. He paid the fine that we deserved to pay with his blood. When he rose again, he offered us an escape route from hell. He says, if you turn away from your sin, repent, turn away from your sinful desires, sinful nature, and turn to God by placing your faith, your trust, in Jesus Christ alone, you can have eternal life. You can escape hell. What do you think about that?
I guess it's something I'm trying to work on is my spirituality, so I guess.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
So, first things first, white and gold, blue or black?
White and gold.
You think it's white and gold?
Yes.
I see blue and black.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong?
No.
Are you wrong?
No.
Why are neither of us wrong, even though we see something totally different?
Because of the way our eyes reflect the colors or perceive the colors. We talked about it in psychology, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, just because we perceive things to be different means that we're both right. Both truths are true.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's try that in a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got a man who is convicted of murdering and raping a girl, and he stands before the judge. The judge says, what you did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be punished for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the man says, I don't know what you're talking about, judge. The way I perceive things, rape and murder is just fine. Why are you going to try and push your beliefs on me?
Well, I feel like there's a law that you aren't allowed to rape people and kill people. So, I mean, it's not like a color thing that's happening in your mind. It's like, that's, I don't know, it's an opinion. Like, this is actually something that your brain is doing, but like, that's just like, oh, I think this is okay.
But his perception
right.
of reality or of the truth is that is okay. So who are you or who is the judge to say that his perception is wrong and your perception is right?
I just feel like with the dress, it's like a color thing. Like, there's nothing morally wrong with someone saying, oh, that's blue and black or white and gold. Like, it's just how our brain perceives it, whereas, like, it's definitely morally wrong for someone to go rape and kill someone. And, like, I just feel like everyone, I don't know.
So, now, even though you see white and gold, I'm assuming that by now you know what the real color of the dress is, right?
Isn't it blue and black?
It's blue and black.
Yeah.
So now, knowing that the actual color of the dress is blue and black, are you willing to admit that you are wrong?
Yeah.
So your perception of the color of the dress is wrong.
Yes.
Okay, not many people are willing to admit their wrongfulness, their wrong answer. So let me take that into another analogy. A lot of people look at different world religions, and they say, well, this religion is true because of this, and another religion says that this is true. But they contradict each other. But then other people say, oh, well, that's okay. That's true for him, and that's true for him. They can both be true, even though they contradict each other. Is that right, or is that wrong?
I think that's right, because, again, that's like someone else's opinion or feelings or thoughts, whereas this is like something that's actually happening in your brain.
Okay.
Like with your eyeballs and stuff and all that.
Okay, so then someone could definitely be wrong in regards to religion.
I mean, I think that's like a touchy subject. Like, it's whatever, like, you internally believe or feel. I mean, whatever puts your mind at ease. Like, with the dress, people are like, well, I see white and gold. I'm not going to accept that it's black and blue. So, like, that's their own thing about it.
Well, here's an example. Two different religions. Christianity says that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven by putting your faith in him. And then Buddhism. Buddhism says that you just live your life according to the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, and you will have eternal bliss. They contradict each other because Jesus said there's only one way. Buddhism says you go a different way. Which way is right? Which way is wrong? Or both?
They're both right and wrong, I guess you could say. I mean, it's honestly, it's someone else's own opinion. It's whatever they feel, I don't know, whatever puts them at ease, I guess you could say. Whatever they've grown up believing is what they're going to think is right, and they can say that someone else's views are wrong, but that doesn't mean that another person's going to be like, hey, yeah, well, my view is definitely right, yours is definitely wrong, but it's just what you believe in, what makes you you.
Okay, so then there is, according to what I'm hearing here, there's really no wrong answer in your religious beliefs. You can believe whatever, and you'll still get to heaven or eternal bliss or whatever.
If that's what you believe, you follow that, you will, yeah. I mean, I just think if it's your beliefs, I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I'm not going to put you down. I don't know.
Okay. What if I were to tell you that I am a dressitarian, and I worship the almighty black and blue, white and gold, color-changing dress. That is my God. Would I be right or would I be wrong?
If you deeply believe that, then you can be right. I mean...
Come on, that's nonsense. Who worships a dress, aside from all those people in Hollywood?
The weirdest things, I mean, the most strangest, but to them it's normal, so if that's your norm, that's your norm.
All right, so, Jamie, right?
Yep.
Jamie, what are your religious beliefs? What do you believe?
Well, I am a Christian, so...
Okay, I'm going to call you out. I don't think you are.
I mean, okay, that's cool with you.
What makes you a Christian?
I grew up going to a Christian church, heard all those beliefs, and that's what I believe, so that's what I believe. I mean...
Okay. Well, now, I'm also a Christian, and the Bible doesn't say that you have to go to church to be a Christian or just grow up in a Christian home.
The things through going to church is what I'm saying. Going to my Christian church, I learned the beliefs and views, and that's what I believe. So I didn't say that going to church made me a Christian. The things I learned and the way that I live my life due to the things that I learned there is what I believe. So.
Gotcha. Okay, the Bible says that's not how you get to heaven either. All right, well, so was I right to call her out, or do you think she was a Christian? Let me know on our Facebook page or at witnesstalkradio.org. Until next time, the fields are ripe for the harvest. So what are you waiting for? Get out there and share your faith. May God bless you.
Witness Radio has been brought to you by the Muniac family.